Today's Champions of Education is brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation helping build products the world uses every day. And our Champions of Education this time around, we go to the superintendent of Amherst Schools joining us, Steve Sears. Good morning, Super. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, we're glad because today's Friday and it's a homecoming day here in Amherst. Talk about some of the things that are planned for this exciting day for school.
Yes, always look forward to our homecoming weekend. And one of the things that we're especially excited about is our Gallery of Success. That's a program that where we recognize outstanding alumni and their accomplishments and tracing that back to the education that they received here in Amherst. So that's always a very exciting time, and that'll take place today. And then, of course, we have the parade and football game later on this evening, and then we have our dance on Saturday night. So certainly a fun weekend that I know our entire community is looking forward to.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, the way that it's been over the last couple of years, sometimes these things are not always what they once were, but it's good to have it back. The homecoming, again, the crowning of the king and queen as well. And hopefully you're looking for your first victory for the Comets this season, right?
Yes, that would be great. Our kids have done a great job, and they've been hit with some injuries and some adversity that they're dealing with, but the kids have been very, very positive, working very hard. Coach Fritz and his staff doing a great job, and again, it's a life lesson, and that's the wonderful thing about extracurricular activities. And it provides our student athletes with life lessons, and certainly hoping the Comets can win this evening.
Kids in COVID going back to school. What's the latest in your school system? Where do you stand right now?
Well, it's certainly the item that everyone's talking about. Our situation is that we've had a number of documented cases. I think as of today, we have 87 documented cases. We have some other cases that have not yet been documented, but we would encourage our community to check our COVID dashboard. That's under the district tab on our website, and that website is actually updated daily for most recent numbers. As all school districts are, we're trying to make the best of a very, very challenging situation, doing everything we can for our students and their families, and certainly at this point, trying to take it one day at a time and work through what is a very, very challenging situation.
Another item in one of your recent letters to the community, one of your recent postings, had to do with a pilot course in sign language. Tell us what that's about.
Yes, one of the things that we've tried to do here in Amherst over the last several years is expand our educational offerings for our students. So we've been fortunate. We've been able to add things like all-day, everyday kindergarten, orchestra. We've implemented that, teaching Spanish at the elementary level, some course electives at the high school. And kind of continuing with that theme is, again, adding a program this year. It's Introduction to Sign Language, and it's an interesting course, and we think it's a course that's really going to take off. Interest in that course, and it's kind of a new course that you're seeing high schools offer, and we wanted to jump in and see what the interest is. And we actually have some other courses that are new at the high school this year as well. Stephanie Boggs, our technology teacher, just does an excellent job. She's added a couple of courses in Photoshop and digital art, and we've added College Credit Plus courses in general biology, college-level biology and ecology, and certainly thankful for that partnership we have with the college, and gives our students opportunities to not just get high school credit, but college credit as well while remaining on our campus here in Amherst. So we're excited not just about the sign language course, but all of these new offerings for our students.
Do some of those come from students themselves, or is it from the teachers, or just somebody who has the interest that they want to develop the program?
Yeah, it's actually both. We obviously are interested in what our students have to say and what they're looking for and what they find interesting. And, of course, our staff, they have ideas as well. And It's a nice, nice thing when you can create additional opportunities for students to take advantage of if they so choose. And we're blessed. We've got great kids here in Amherst, a great staff, and we're just excited to be able to provide these new opportunities.
Talking this morning with Steve Sayers, Amherst School Superintendent. I was looking at the calendar, and I looked past into October. I see you got parent conference coming up as well. So it's sort of that time of year to kind of get to see where the students are. Are you still able to figure out those kind of milestones or markers through the year the way we've been going?
Yes, absolutely. And, yeah, it's hard to believe that we've actually been in school. I think this is, I want to say we're on day 23, 24, something like that. It's hard to believe that we're to that time of year where we're looking at parent-teacher conferences. And, yes, we believe very strongly in communicating and working in partnership with our parents. And, you know, education is certainly a team effort. And it's important that parents and the school district kind of work together. And when that happens, we have the best educational outcomes for students. So, I think some of those conferences this year, I believe our principals are providing options that parents can provide, either attend those either virtually or in person. Just trying to provide and be flexible with our parents and with our students as we continue to move forward.
Right, and try to figure out, as you mentioned at the beginning, sort of some things day-to-day, determining what needs to be done. But, again, you got the homecoming tonight with fans in the stands, the big support for the community outcome, and it's a good chance just to kind of reminisce about your days in school. Again, our guest this morning, Amherst School Superintendent Steve Sayers, joining us this morning. We appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, and we appreciate the invitation, and I always enjoy an opportunity to talk about what's happening here in the Amherst School. So thank you again.